You've heard about mindfulness, right? It's a buzzy term in both spiritual and medical writing, and the benefits of achieving this mental state are widely touted. But you probably think achieving mindfulness requires hours of meditation, if not weeks of silent retreat. Not so, according to therapist Jake Eagle and physician Michael Amster, who have developed something they call the AWE method, a powerful shortcut to experiencing wonder, reducing pain, and achieving a mindful state in your everyday life. Their book is called The Power of AWE: Overcome Burnout and Anxiety, Ease Chronic Pain, Find Clarity and Purpose in Less Than 1 Minute Per Day. Sounds pretty good. Here they are to explain in 5 big ideas.
Aloha. My name is Jake Eagle, and for the past 30 years, I've been a psychotherapist in private practice. And along with my colleague, Dr. Michael Amster, who's a pain management specialist, we've been conducting research studies that have culminated in our book, The Power of AWE. We've developed a method that leading researchers have called the future of mindfulness. In our fast-paced world, when we feel busy and overwhelmed, our method is a way to microdose mindfulness, accessing mindfulness in small doses throughout the day. It's easy, fast, and it allows you to tap into one of the most powerful of all the positive emotions, the emotion of AWE. We had a unique opportunity to test our method during the height of the pandemic. As a doctor who worked in hospital settings, Michael was aware of the extreme stress that frontline healthcare workers were experiencing. So we decided to try and help by running a study for frontline healthcare workers and another study for the patients. We did this in cooperation with the University of California, Berkeley. The results of the study convinced us about the power of AWE, because we saw significant reductions in depression, anxiety, physical symptoms of pain, as well as reductions of loneliness and burnout. We also saw improvements in well-being and mindfulness. As a result of these studies, we wrote our book, and now we're going to share with you some big ideas. Big idea number one: AWE can be found in the ordinary. And maybe this, more than anything, distinguishes our work from other research on the emotion of AWE. The emotion of AWE has been known to be powerful, but in previous studies, researchers relied upon extraordinary sources of stimulation to induce states of AWE. What we did was different. We developed a method for discovering AWE in the ordinary. AWE is in you and surrounding you all the time. But if you don't know how to access it, even if you're living a good life, you may feel unhappy, anxious, or depressed. But by using our AWE method, you can experience AWE in the most ordinary moments of your day. These moments can include what we call sensorial AWE, which arouses your senses when walking barefoot in the grass or on a beach, petting your animal, or taking a moment to really taste your food. Moments of AWE can also include conceptual AWE, and this arises when we think a thought or we hear an idea that stretches or blows our mind. Also, moments of AWE can consist of what we call interconnected AWE, and that awakens and deepens our connections to other sentient beings. These sources of AWE surround us when we're driving, talking, walking, working, and connecting with other people. I'll share a short story to illustrate this point. My wife, Hannah, joined me on one of my trips to Tokyo, and while I was teaching a workshop, she was traveling by train to the city of Nara. On her first night there, she went for a walk and got lost. She couldn't find her way back to her ryokan, which is a small hotel. She started to panic, which made things worse. But then she began to take notice of the sparkling night sky and the ancient architecture of the buildings, the reflection of the moon on the surface of a pond. Later, she told me that she felt like she was in a trance, that she was in AWE of the culture and the beauty surrounding her. And instead of feeling scared, she felt completely safe. She walks for hours before finding her way back to the Ryokan, where the hostess was standing on the porch waiting for Hannah to return. The awe that she experienced arose from ordinary things that we too often take for granted. Okay, our second big idea. Awe can be an antidote to existential anxiety. Now, as a psychotherapist, I've identified that existential anxiety is one of the underlying sources of suffering because most of us, consciously or unconsciously, feel anxiety related to our mortality, feeling alone, and wondering about the meaning and purpose of our lives. These are existential issues that are part of life, and there aren't that many effective remedies. But it turns out that awe minimizes concerns about death because when we experience awe, we experience timelessness. Time is suspended. And awe is an effective way to reduce loneliness because when we experience awe, we feel connected to something larger than ourselves. Additionally, awe expands our state of consciousness in such a way that we are more likely to find meaning and purpose in our lives, something that takes us beyond the tendency to be self-absorbed. And as a therapist, I've been concerned that we may be spending too much time navel-gazing. Awe offers an alternative. Instead of looking inward, we look outward, expanding beyond the constraints of time and words. Now, our third big idea. Awe induces presence. And in many areas of our lives, we can use presence instead of force or effort to feel grounded, nourished, and satisfied. We hear so much about the value of being present, but it's not always clear how to be present. Entering a state of awe may be the most direct route to experiencing presence. And in many situations, in our intimate relationships or times of stress or when we feel overwhelmed, presence can be more effective than working harder to overcome our challenges. Trying hard, using force and effort is tiring, whereas being in a state of presence is energizing. I'll tell you another quick story. A few years ago, I got into cycling. I spent months training so that I could ride up and over a high mountain pass. But as winter approached, I realized I just wasn't in good enough shape to reach my goal, so I gave up. I put my bike away. Then a couple of weeks later, we had an unusually warm fall day. And for the heck of it, I pulled my bike off the rack and I went for a ride with no expectations other than to be present and enjoy the sensations of riding my bike in the autumn. I rode the same route I'd been riding when I was training, but this time I went up and over the mountain pass effortlessly. Now, how is that possible? Well, when we enter a state of awe, we stimulate and free up energy that can be bound when we're trying too hard to do something. In many situations, presence can replace force, and awe is the quickest way we know to access a state of presence. Okay, those are three big ideas that I wanted to share with you. And now I will pass this over to my friend and co-author, Dr. Michael Amster.
Hello, everyone. My name's Michael Amster. I'm a physician, a pain management specialist, and also the co-author of The Power of Awe. Together with my friend Jake Eagle and our research team at the Greater Good Science Center, which is at the University of California, Berkeley, we studied the effectiveness of our AWE method in hundreds of patients, as well as frontline doctors and nurses, all of whom were extremely stressed out during the COVID pandemic. I want to share our fourth big idea with you, which is this: awe is a medical intervention. Similar to taking a pill to treat high blood pressure, depression, or anxiety, awe, when microdosed at least 3 times a day, improves mental and physical health. For example, in our studies, we saw a 35% reduction of depression and a 25% reduction in anxiety. These results are comparable to taking some medications or go into psychotherapy, but a lot easier and with no side effects. This is possible because awe shifts our physiology and resets our nervous system, which affects our emotions. A prior study of awe demonstrated that awe reduces inflammation in our bodies. Simply put, awe helps us heal. And one more point that's worth noting. The more often study participants practice these brief moments of awe, the more they benefited. When practiced enough, the AWE method has a cumulative effect, and soon you begin to experience spontaneous moments of awe. These moments are more than delightful. They're life-changing. Awe can heal and change us, and it has the potential to revolutionize certain aspects of medicine for both the patients and the practitioners. And finally, our fifth big idea. I guess I'd say this is the biggest of them all. Awe can help solve some of the biggest challenges facing humanity today, such as climate change, racism, xenophobia, and political strife. This is because awe is a pro-social emotion, which means that when we experience awe, we feel more connected, kinder, and more caring towards others and all life on Earth. Awe opens our minds and hearts so that we're more tolerant. We embrace people who have different beliefs and customs than ours. How can we be in awe of someone and physically or emotionally harm them? How can we be in awe of the natural world and destroy it? How can we be in awe of life itself and not live as if every day is a miracle? Awe is contagious, and when we share our awe, we change the world. And so, practicing the AWE method is one not so small way you can contribute to making the world a more just, safer, healthier, and happier place for all life on Earth. Thanks for listening to our big ideas, and we hope you enjoy our book.
Thank you, Michael and Jake. That was Jake Eagle and Michael Amster with five big ideas from The Power of Awe: Overcome Burnout and Anxiety, Ease Chronic Pain, Find Clarity and Purpose in Less Than 1 Minute Per Day. You might also like our book bite for Awe: The New Science of Everyday Wonder and How It Can Transform Your Life by Dacher Keltner. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.